Keymont Company.
Hi, is RL there?
Yeah, go ahead. This is he.
Hey, RL. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, Danny. What was the company name? I'm sorry.
The Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. How do you spell Cardiff?
Yeah, it's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank Frank.
Okay, no, I just not heard of you guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's all good. Yeah, just trying to get in contact with you about some offers we sent out to the business. Looks like we had you pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital, you know, based on the financing you did with Fifth Third Bank a couple years back. So, yeah, I just wanted to reach out, you know, see what you had planned this year. We might need some financing.
Well, so far we're good, but, you know, the economy's not too bad as far as our business goes, but, you know, the roller coaster rides that we go on, yeah, we've been in and out of Fifth Third's line of credit they have with us.
Right.
Oh, we started it in 92,
mm-hmm.
did it for a couple of years, and then again in 01 through 04, and then again 08 and 09, 010. Not since 2010, but, you know, it's coming. Chicken level
yeah.
theory, the sky is falling, always looking over your shoulder. It's going to happen.
Yeah. I know, it always happens. You think it's been more steady now, or there's another one?
But it's, you know, we're tied into manufacturing durable goods, and it's not looking good. We haven't been quoting the last quarter like we should be quoting on new business. We're just kind of really slowing down.
What is that normal, or is this kind of a weird?
No, it's not normal. It's an election year. I guess
right.
If you ask me if that's normal, well, yeah, election year. Here we are. So maybe it is. But we've been running strong since 2012. We got 4 years of this going on. I mean, we've never been doing any better than we have in the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
No way you can keep this up since 2010, 2012. It's got to slow. Maybe this is the beginning of it.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. And with that line of credit you have with Fifth Third, how large is that line you have over there?
It's quarter. It's $250,000.
Okay. And how much do you have used on it, the current balance?
Oh, we haven't been in it since April of 2010.
Oh, okay. So you have that open.
Yep.
Okay, good. Yeah, there's the reason why I asked. We do the working capital. You know, it's like you said, you guys usually have like receivables or turning over, you know, the inventory. It's a sales-based loan, and it's like a line of credit, but it's still a termed loan there. And we can free up 10 to 15%, you know, of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. Like, to give you a better example, what were sales like last year for you?
The sales, or how about our net? It's a rep business. We're manufacturers rep. So half of our business is buy and sell, where we hold the paper, we do the invoice and collect the funds. The other half of the business is commissioned from the manufacturer. So total sales, gross sales was $10 million.
$10 million, okay.
Yeah, so about $1 million of that was gross profit before
right.
we plug all of our overhead from a gross million. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would you need, you know, extra funding alongside that line of credit? Is there any way you could use it, you know, to better the business?
Oh, God, no. I've been doing this too long. I just want to get the F out of here. I'm tired of growing.
Right. Do you have any, like, exit plans? You know?
Yeah, I'm 62. I want to be out of here by the time I'm 70. I'm 62. I'll try to be out of here by the time I'm 70.
That's great. And so how long have you been doing this for?
Since 72.
Oh, no kidding. See.
The business started in 1946. We're in our third generation, you know, my father, and now we've got our kids in here. Our kids
That's
are
great.
40. Our kids are 40 years old.
Oh, okay. That's great. So now the second generation's running it and everything?
Yeah, they're pretty much doing it, and I'm just in the way.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, like I said, do you guys usually add on equipment, you know, replace it?
We do, and what we've been able to do is sock away money. We've put away about $200,000, which covers two machines. In the old days, we used to get our machines for demo purposes on consignment, but that went away in the 80s. So we had to buy them ever since the 80s, and they're about $100,000 a pop. So those have to be turned over. If not sold, you've just got to get rid of them, get new for your demo room. And that's going to happen in about the next 4 years, probably 4 years. Mm-hmm. We just did it last year. And we've still got 200 in the bank for it to happen again. So we're okay, but if that 200 is used for a downturn, a down cycle,
right,
200,000 goes away, now we're looking at, you know, using Fifth Third's line of credit. So right now, if the sky fell, if you had another 911, let's say right now, okay,
yeah,
the market's just shut down and nobody's buying. We've seen it twice in the last 20 years.
Right.
That 200,000 rainy day fund we've got set aside to buy new equipment. With my overhead and everything, no commission checks coming in. That 200,000 would be gone by next May, April maybe, and then we'd be having to go to Fifth Third and knocking on their door next summertime. That's if everything just shut down right now. That's how much time we've got. So we're okay. I'm not needing it now until the sky falls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And that's fine, yeah, right now. If something ever, you know, did happen like that, we definitely would like to help you. Yeah, we can, you know, stand in front of your line and also stand behind it as well if it was a real crunch. And, you know, we can get approvals in 24 hours and fund 48, so we're really fast. But yeah, is there like an email I can send you some of my contact information in case, you know, God forbid.
I'm afraid if you send me something, I'm going to get a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah, it was just an email just on my contact information, you know.
Yeah, but maybe you guys, you know, collaborate and share address books. I don't want to be a part of that.
Right.
Not my old age.
I hear you. Well, is there a time to
stuff? I need to be out like a surgeon cutting in the field doing work. I can't stand being where I am right now pushing effing buttons. God damn.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, I feel you. You miss, you miss being in the field?
Yes, and I'm yeah, 20 minutes late from doing that right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, well, I'll go ahead and give you a call back to the, you know, end of the year,
sure,
next year,
sure,
just check
sure
in.
Try that. All right, thanks all right for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.